then that would be the different parts, mm-hmm. and that would the wooden rim. Then was there a name for that wooden rim around the underneath the iron part?
No, I don't remember what they called it.
Have you ever heard anything called a feller?
I reckon that's what you'd call
something
it.
Something like that.
Yeah. I think
I've heard something like that. I'm not sure exactly.
I think that's what they called it.
Something sort of like that. What about on a wagon, the part that the horse would be hitched to that would pull
the tongue?
Uh-huh. And then besides the tongue, the
double tree.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
And then. Then a single tree.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then a neck yoke.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was wondering about, right?
Oh, I'll get you that.
Yeah, yeah. You, boy. That's right. That's what I was wondering about. And if a person had, like, if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what? To the wood. He was... Or if he was filling up wagon at the wood lot and then taking it to the house and unloading it and going back again, you'd say he was...
No, I reckon he'd just be hauling wood.
That's what I was wondering about. And if there was a log across the road or something, what would you do to get it? What did you have to do to get the log out of the road?
Well, you just have to hit some mules to it and pull it out or get the sticks and put under it and roll it out.
Uh-huh. Were the mules strong enough to drag those out?
Well, sometimes it hits mules to them, you know, and put a chain around it and drag them out. And sometimes it just take big old sticks and put under it and roll
uh-huh.
it out.
And if you were watching them drag it, you know, if you were seeing them drag the a log out, and you were telling somebody about what you saw, you'd say, well, you know what they did to that log yesterday? They
drug it out of the way.
Yeah. And, boy, you're so good. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Turning plow.
A turning plow.
Yeah.
Oh, now, what different kinds of plows would you use?
Well, you use turning plows, and you use double shovels, and they use single stocks, and they use I don't know. I don't know what the...
Well, what about, what about, did you have a separate, what kind would you use if you had to plow on a hillside? Did you ever have to do that? Plow on a kind of a hillside?
No, I much never did. They
always
had flat land to plow in.
Mm-hmm. What about after you've plowed, what you use to break the ground up even finer in the spring?
Well, we had hours after the double to the plowed with the big plow,
yeah.
turning plow,
uh-huh.
then they drug it with a har, you know,
yeah.
and hard it backwards and forwards.
Well, now, would they have have you ever heard of anything called a go-devil?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, it's just a plow, a bigger, longer plow with a big shovel thing on it, you know.
Put
two mules to it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Get down deep.
Oh, that's what it would be
mm-hmm.
for.
Mm-hmm.
If they were sawing logs, did you ever see that they put them on something too, like, shaped like this, things, and they put
hay
one on?
Hay rakes.
Yeah.
To haul hay on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about if they were chopping logs? Did you ever see them?